Sear on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
I was trapped in the loft of the Shirley Road warehouse. I knew what I was walking into, but I thought Cutts and I could pull it off alone. We might have, but as I landed on the floor of the loft, as I dropped from the skylight, Hades screamed at me to watch for Yachty Bloom in front. And as she did, Yachty took me in an unbreakable hold from behind. But you know all that and the events that led up to it. Cutts was coming up to the loft to take them by surprise, and now that didn't look like coming off either. Demetrius sent Yachty down to the landing beneath to see no one disturbed us. So that left Colonel Fentress and the squad of men he had surrounding the warehouse. I'd been wrong for the last time. And the best I could hope for was that Demetrius wouldn't survive me by very long. But I had to keep him talking. Cutts still hadn't run into Yachty Bloom, so while that 1,000-to-1 chance still held, I had to keep Demetrius talking. It was only a few hours to go. I stood in the loft with my back to the wall. Demetrius leaned against the other with a cigarette in one hand and a pistol in the other, with Hades standing rigid beside him. It was a great moment for Demetrius, the man who was not Demetrius at all.
Do you really expect to prolong your life with such fortuities, Keene?
You'll listen.
Perhaps you'd repeat what you said.
I said you won't let fly with that gun yet, because you must know if I have learned who you are.
Oh, you above all men should know who I am. And Demetrius.
No, you did well. You destroyed every existing picture of yourself. We didn't find one.
Naturally. We found it necessary to get rid of an American named Godovsky simply on that account. The fellow was too proud of his camera.
You know, you shouldn't have written me that letter. It was childish, a letter in a trunk full of high explosive. That told me who you were.
How?
There were things you couldn't destroy.
How did the letter show I was not Demetrius?
It should suggest itself to you.
The knowledge will die with you.
No. There are too many men who know. You've no chance. Now it doesn't matter if you get out of England or not. There are no places left for you to hide in now. Call yourself anything you like.
So you succeeded in tearing down that last veil too, Keene.
But for Hades, we'd have known in a week. Tell me, what really became of Demetrius?
Why shouldn't I tell you? I killed him 7 years ago.
Where?
In Turkey.
And Kara?
Of course. There was a way of escape, but only for one of us. I escaped. Demetrius floated away. The sewers of Ankara are deep, you know, Keene.
You must have been useful to the German High Command all those years.
Oh, I was. It's an odd way to end, Keene.
There's no hurry to shoot me now, is there?
None whatever. I conceded to you now there is no escape.
There never was any escape for you.
While you and your MI5 knew me only as Demetrius, I could have vanished. But now I can wait. You've told me something else, too, Keene.
Well, be chummy, share it with me.
You're not here alone. You're playing for time. No, don't argue about it. When the end stares one in the face, one can always accept it calmly. One only struggles while there's still hope.
And what shape does the end take now?
I enjoy my last few cigarettes. You may enjoy Hades' beauty for the last time. When your men arrive, I shall wait until they call upon me. Then I shall shoot you and take as many of them with me as I can. Tell me what happened exactly.
Hades' second message went onto a wire recorder. Colonel Fentress and I don't know how many men are close by now.
Well, I'll hear them if they come over the roofs. I'll hear them if they try to pass Yachty on the landing. We'll wait out these last minutes together, Keene.
Why not let Hades go?
I could never do that.
What difference can it make?
To me, a great difference. Hades, would you go down those stairs if I let you?
No.
There, you see, Keene, she's mine. since we met, she's always been mine.
He is right, Keane. I have always been his.
There are things I don't understand. Hedy, while there's still time, why did we get those...
The telephone message from Fleur Dupont. The note in Eustace Menenle's pocket. The message scrawled in lipstick telling you to find Zarahov and his aerodrome. There were reasons, Keane. Now it's too late.
It's not too late. There are no secrets now, Hedy. Tell once so I'll know.
My dear Keane, she has told you. You and your Colonel Fentress know who I am. This is the end for us all. Yachty is two floors below us, waiting for your men to arrive. As I said, when they do, you die. Why try to convince yourself that Hedy was ever anything but what your reason must tell you?
I'm trying to reconcile what my reason tells me with what I'm hearing now.
Well, while you're doing it, remember not to move.
I, too, would like one of my last few cigarettes. Do you mind?
Take his case out of his pocket and give him one, Hedy. But be careful to stand well to one side of him. Which pocket, Keane?
Right hand inside.
All right, Hedy.
Right hand, inside.
Don't move, Keane. Don't move a muscle. Now or a few minutes later won't make much difference, but don't move.
Hedy did stand in front of me for an instant. And as she put the cigarette in my mouth and held the match, her lips moved and she said so quietly that I couldn't be sure there was any sound at all.
Trust me. I love you, Keane. Trust me just once more.
Then she stepped back to the wall. Stood there beside the man I will always think of as Demetrius, while he went on talking the minutes away. They were his last, and he knew they were his last.
There were too many odd people disappearing in Berlin for us to worry about Otto Schmidt. Then, of course, it was possible for me to come to London on that plane as Karl's camel, because we didn't expect you to find his body under the Auckland Gartenstrasse rubble quite so soon. It was a pity about that fellow. I should like to have remained Karl Alexis' camel. Do you know, Keane, in military intelligence in Berlin, he was very well liked. Hedy liked him very much, didn't you, Hedy? His seniority was coming up. In a short while, they were pushing him up to Lieutenant Colonel. It was a matter for considerable regret, arranging matters so that you'd find his body under the Berlin rubble. But I had to have that seat on the Berlin plane, and there had to be no immediate search for me in London.
It couldn't go on forever. I'd given Cutts 3 minutes to get down from the roof in the second-story window and up to the loft by the steps. I wasn't listening to Demetrius. I was listening for the sounds of Cutts meeting Yachty Bloom down on that landing. If Cutts was still alive, what was he doing?
Demetrius is right. Is someone coming up? One only. Are getting ready. He's getting closer. We're letting him go past. From behind his best. With the knife. Making no noise.
Who's there? Who's that? Ah!
You're knowing me, Cuts. I'm knowing your voice. Long time I'm waiting.
Yachty Blum. Oh!
Long time I'm waiting to put knife into your cuts.
You didn't get it. Dead center, Yachty. Got you.
Fighting you are. Still fighting.
I've been waiting too, Yachty. Maybe I'm done for it. You go to. You go to, Yachty. Here, in the dark. The Major and me. We'll get one of you. Quieter, Yachty. Quieter. You'll never get out of this. You ought to have used two knives, Yachty. I'm going up to that blooming loft, and no noise. We're not letting him down now. Yachty.
You hear anything, Keane?
No.
Heyday?
No.
They're not here. Not yet. And it'd be a pity. Don't you really want
listen.
To...
Listen!
They couldn't be coming into the building yet. Now listen to me. We discovered who you are because you couldn't destroy documents you'd signed and written in Germany. You came to London on that plane as Carl Scammell, yes. There were no pictures of you. We didn't connect the disappearance of Otto Schmidt with the body we found under the rubble. But that letter you left in the trunk of explosives signed your own death warrant because it was written in the same hand as the documents you left behind in Berlin.
Be quiet, Keane. I want to listen.
There's nothing to listen to. You could come to London in safety as Carl Scammell because you...
Be quiet. Someone coming up the stairs.
You killed Eumetrius in 1942. Then you joined British military intelligence under your own true identity. That's when we lost touch with Eumetrius and the records of all the European police. You worked in Berlin and you ran the forged papers traffic as Eumetrius. We hunted you as Eumetrius. But you came to London as Carl Scammell because you are Carl Scammell.
Yes, I'm Carl Scammell. And you die here and now, Keane. They're coming up the stairs.
No, wait.
There it is, Keane.
Wait, it's only Katz.
Stand away from Keane, Heyday.
Don't shoot yet.
Get away from me, Heyday. He'll cut you down.
Sorry, Major. Got yachty. Couldn't quite make it.
Oh. So we got you both. All right, Heyday. Get away from them. Over to the wall. We'll end it here together.
Tom Cutts. My sergeant, Tom Cutts, was hanging on the edge of the trapdoor with Yachty's knife in his back. Heyday was trying to stay between Eumetrius and me. Eumetrius, Carl Alexis Scammell, call him what you like now, stood there like a madman in the center of that warehouse loft. There were 11 hours still to go.
What says Gregory Keane? Listen to the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Eumetrius.